Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 29th day and last day of fucking January, 2024. That month went quick, didn't it? 2024. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 30 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 35 degrees and a low of 27. And it is snowing about an inch out there. And we're under winter storm alert. Of course we are. The winter that never ends, I don't fucking know. Anyways, we're going to jump into the Ministry of Lies, controlled opposition propaganda in just a minute.
Coincidental murder with nothing to show. The judge of constipation goes to his head. Why aggravation, you're soon enough dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance. Nothing. It's the same old story, same old song and dance. Nothing. Fucking loser, you played with my gun. No school to face a lawyer to get you undone. Say love ain't the same on the south side of town. You could love, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's jump over to some real fucking propaganda. Let's get into it. European official says everyone knows there are Western special operation forces in Ukraine. Boy, I found something out that means something in my fucking life today. It's going to change my whole afternoon. I'm quite sure of it. Of course there are. I mean, they have to put something up. This is a fucking election year. We have to have lots of fucking goddamn shit on the wall, and the wall is fucking Teflon, so it's tough to make anything stick. Top EU official says Israel created Hamas to divide Palestinians. No. We haven't screamed at, hey, Kid Rock, what the fuck, man? Are you going to go fight the Hamas that your fucking Jew, communist fucking creating fucking friends created to fucking, divide the fucking Palestinians so that they could be fucking genocided? The same fucking goddamn Hamas that teamed up with Mossad for the false flag on October 7th so they go in and kill little fucking children, blow their fucking arms off, kill old people, starve fucking people to death. When they go to get food, shoot them down like fucking dogs. Is that what you're into, you fucking punk bitch motherfucker? Take a look at it. The European Union foreign policy explained that the Israeli government created Hamas. No, to divide the Palestinians. Several top Israeli officials, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, have gloated about using Hamas to divide the Palestinians and prevent international pressure on Tel Aviv to agree to a two-state solution. High Representatives of the European Union for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Joseph Borrell, explained his view on the relationship between Israel and Hamas on Monday. It is an unquestionable reality that Israel has bet on dividing the Palestinians, creating a force to oppose Fatah. They're democracy. No, they're fucking hardcore fucking communist fucking capitalist prick motherfuckers, genocidal dog shit eating, pig shit eating bastards. Borrell made similar remarks last month. We believe that a two-state solution must be imposed from outside to bring peace. You fucking worm. Although I insist Israel is reaffirming its refusal of the solution, and to prevent it, they have gone so far as to create Hamas themselves, he said. Hamas has been financed by the Israeli government to try and weaken the Palestinian Authority, said Authority of Fatah. Really? Get your ass over there, Kid Rock. Get your fucking gear on, gangster punk bitch. Go over there and you fight fucking goddamn Hamas, them fucking Jews you like to suck their ass created, bitch. He clarified his position during the forum on Monday. I do not say that Israel financed it by sending a check, but it has enabled the development of Hamas as a rival to the leading Palestinian party. Fucking scum. The support for Hamas has been well documented and openly discussed in Tel Aviv. Likud spokesman Jonathan Urich, one of Netanyahu's media advisors, bragged that one of Netanyahu's key successes was disconnecting Gaza from the West Bank, both politically and conceptually. Netanyahu basically smashed the vision of the Palestinian state and these two places. Some of the achievement is related to the Qatar money reaching Hamas each month. A two-state solution. Get the fuck out of their fucking country. A two-state solution. No, you're not going to have, no, you get the fuck out of here. You're in the fucking way of these fucking kikes. They want beachfront property. So we pay with the sweat of our brows and fucking the ticks of our lives so that they can fucking, we can finance the fucking genocide, blowing up little kids, blowing up fucking pregnant women, old people, there's an article we got here of people going to the aid trucks and they're just gunning them down. That's just to keg them up like a fucking trap, like they're hunting ducks or something. Palestine state in Judea and Samaria as well, distill Adarbarian, a former minister of information and current member of the Knesset, said in defense of the policy, this is the real reason Netanyahu doesn't annihilate Hamas. Everything else is bullshit. And so what? We didn't know this. Yes, we did. That's what I was screaming the first fucking day when Kid Rock came out there saying, kill everybody. Just wipe them out. They're just fucking vermin. Fucking goyim vermin. As recently, well, of course, don't never forget when we're talking about this fucking genocide, it's happening here right now, dumbasses. How many of your loved ones have died? They had a room full of people in a video I watched and they said, is anybody here if you've had one of your loved ones died, raise one hand. If it's two, raise two. Most of the hands were two hands, and they'd had more than that. They are fucking genociding our people. They've genocided more of our people than they have the people in Palestine. But in Palestine, they're doing it in a butcherous, fucking nasty, fucking right up in your face, fucking killing little kids. I mean, if everybody understood what was going on, they'd rip this goddamn fucking elitist motherfuckers into little pieces. But I mean, right there, there was a guy, I don't know if it was in a comment or it was on one of the videos. He said, what would you do if you were witnessing genocide? What would you do? What would you do if you were witnessing pedophilia, I go on to ask? What would you do if you were witnessing little children being cut up alive and their body parts sold in a multi-billion dollar international industry? What would you do? And the answer was so fucking simple. You're doing it right now. Nothing. As recently as last week, Netanyahu has boasted about his role in the prevention of the Palestinian state. Everyone knows that I am the one who for decades blocked the establishment of a Palestinian a state in their own fucking country. State that would endanger our existence. Yeah, your existence is more endangered every day, you fucking kite prick. God, there's his fucking nasty face, that son of a bitch. A furious Georgia man stormed into the mayor of Athens press conference today following the illegal immigrant murder of college student Lakin Riley. And this is a video. You got to go watch it if you want to see what they have to say. But I mean, they're getting sick of these fucking, well, they were brought in here. You don't go to the countries with the highest murder rates and empty their fucking jails and insane asylums and dump them in the fucking United States unless you want them to kill people. Unless you want them to terrorize people. Well, we're not, you know, we're beyond, some people may have been terrorized. I'm not fucking terrorized. I'll fucking bring them on. Whoever the enemy is, let's fucking do this thing. Let's get her done. Jerusalem Post, anti-Semitism must be criminalized before it's too late. Yeah, you fucking, I'd try if I were you. I don't know how that's going to work out for you. This is by Chris Menahan. Menahan, goddamn, Information Liberation, the Israeli paper, the Jerusalem Post, ran a column on Tuesday calling for anti-Semitism to be criminalized worldwide in order to stop criticism of Israel and their genocidal ethnic cleansing campaign in Gaza. Yeah, try it here, motherfucker. Anti-Semitism must be criminalized before it's too late. Says opinion, since the October 7 brutal and reprehensible massacre of Israeli and foreign civilians and the taking of hostages, the world is witnessing an unprecedented resurgence of pure anti-Semitism. I wonder what's pure, diluted. Is there a gray area there? This is by Alan Baker, February 27, 2024, 04.05. Tragically, from time immemorial, genocidal anti-Semitism has figured as a major reoccurring phenomenon. It has caused the brutal mass murder of millions of Jews. Bullshit, lie. And has generated death and suffering through massacre programs, inquisitions, lynchings, torture, enslavement, and property confiscation, to mention but a few of its evils. Well, you know what? How come you Jews keep getting kicked out? You've been kicked out of about every country on this fucking planet. Because you're such nice fucking people. Why does everybody want to get rid of your fucking asses? Because you're not. You're fucking the rats crawling out of the fucking sewer. You're the lowest fucking form of life to ever exist on this planet. To stand up and say that you are fucking superior is laughable. Call me a soulless fucking animal. You're the soulless motherfucker. Since the October 7th brutal Hamas terrorist incursion into Israel and the reprehensible massacre of Israel and foreign civilians has taken off. And the taking of hostages, this world is witnessing an unprecedented and utterly dangerous resurgence of pure anti-Semitism. Now, I'm not an anti-Semite. I don't even know, you know, Semites are, I think they're white. They're not Jews. That's for goddamn sure. I hate fucking Jews. I hate the fucking scum-sucking goddamn Zionist motherfucking pig shit-eating Jews. I hate their fucking guts and liver. I will fucking say it every day. Outlaw it. And I'll still fucking say it. And you can come and try and fucking enforce your fucking violation of my first article right, motherfuckers. That's why I don't have any money. This should neither be taken lightly nor minimalized. It needs to be treated as a major and legitimate cause of concern. At this point, I think you better. Not surprisingly, the column makes no mention of Israel slaughtering women and children in Gaza by the thousands in the name of wiping out Amalek. Where in the hell that is? More things keep popping up. The Jerusalem Post in December claimed Palestinians were faking their own children's death with crisis actors. Yeah, I've seen some of that. Yeah, I've seen some crisis acting in this fucking country with the false flags. But I mean, it's kind of hard, you know, when body parts, little kids are sitting there fucking screaming. You can see their arms have just been amputated. They have no fucking anesthesia. They have no pain medication. Boy, that's quite a fucking sacrifice. I mean, you're cutting your own kid's arm off, aren't you? The phenomenon of anti-Semitism, and it's not anti-Semitism, we're sick of you fucking Jew pricks, has over the years been researched by international, regional, and non-governmental organizations and has been addressed marginally in some international resolutions and declarations. Certain states in their domestic legislation have even legislated and criminalized anti-Semitism. Try it on me, motherfucker. However, the international community as a whole has never considered criminalizing anti-Semitism in a manner similar to the criminalization of other odious phenomena, such as genocide. Isn't that ironic? Genocide, racial discrimination, ironic, privacy, hostage taking, crimes against humanity, war crimes, and terrorism. Wow. If that's all the meaning it's going to have, what are you even writing this fucking article for? Considering the plethora of material dealing with anti-Semitism and the horrific tragedies that it has wrought for thousands of years, I think you guys brought it on yourself for thousands of fucking years. People are basically peaceful until you fucking go poking at them and start stealing their shit, start shitting on them and trying to turn them into degenerates like you are. The present reawakening of the anti-Semitism on such a large, dangerous scale requires international action. Indeed, one might have expected that over the years, some effort would have been made by the international community to criminalize and declare anti-Semitism to be an international crime with a view to ensuring that perpetrators, inciters, and all those involved in it would be dealt with as international criminals and would not enjoy impunity. Well, I got the first article, motherfucker, and that is my people's law. What you need to do is get your Jew fucking ass the fuck out of here. I will fucking speak my mind, and I will speak it as I fucking, as my mind dictates, and you don't like it, come fucking do something about it. You try to, I'll kill some international. Bring a blue helmet over here. I'll blow a fucking hole in it. You're not going to tell me what to say, kike. Get it through your fucking head. And every day you make more fucking enemies around this world. I don't think nobody's going to put up with your shit anymore. With a view to correcting this international historic injustice, the present author through the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs attempted in 2015 to circulate within the international community and in Jewish communities a draft international convention on the prevention and punishment of the crime of anti-Semitism. Fuck you, Jew. Got it? Fuck you, you fucking pig shit-eating motherfucking genocidal dog shit cocksuckers. I'll say it every fucking day. And you can come here and you can try to stop me. And then I'll fucking enforce that motherfucking first article with extreme fucking prejudice for adoption by the United Nations. Fuck the United Nations. They have no authority in this country over the individual free sovereign nationals. There's only one fucking law we answer to, and it is the law that gives us our autonomy. It is the unalienable, superior fucking law of December 15, 1791, and it will fucking... Yeah, we'll take that second article and we'll rip your ass to pieces if you try to fuck with it. You keep saying you will, but you won't make your fucking move. Why don't you fucking do it, bitch, punk, whatever in the fuck you are, kid punk, whoever in the fuck you fuckers are? This draft convention summarizes the history of the anti-Semitism and the various attempts to deal with it in international instruments, resolutions, and statements. Write on a piece of paper whatever the fuck you want. And get your goddamn gun and let's fucking do it. It presents an all-embracing definition of a international crime of anti-Semitism and its component elements based on the various definitions that have been adopted over the years by Jewish as well as international groups and institutions. Fuck all of you. Fuck each and every one of you. Fuck all of you individually. The premise of this convention is that any manifestation of anti-Semitism that involves, results in, or is intended to result in violence. Kill every one of the motherfuckers. They have declared war on us. We are in a war with these motherfuckers. They are enemy combatants. Blow their fucking kike heads off. How about that? Should be universally criminalized and its perpetrators tried and punished. Come and try to try me and punish me, you motherfuckers. How many of you want? I'll kill as many of you motherfuckers as I can. You'll get me. You'll kill me, but I ain't going alone, motherfucker. I'm taking some of you fucking kike-loving or you kike-fucking-serving motherfuckers with me. States would be required to criminalize anti-Semitism in their own domestic legislation and to cooperate and exchange information on perpetrators and on actions taken to prosecute or extradite them. Well, I'm sorry, you fucker. You're this fucking state. I'm not subject to their goddamn ORSs, and I'm not subject to state fucking god, I mean, federal fucking statute. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national. I am autonomous. The only law it's a part of me. The only law I recognize is the fucking law of December 15, 1791, and you can only come at me as an individual. And if an individual you want to give it a fucking go, give it a fucking go. I'll rock your fucking ass. The draft calls for the formation of national and international educational programs to combat anti-Semitism, as well as for the establishment of an international anti-Semitism monitoring forum for coordinating actions by state and international organizations. I can't wait. What the fuck are you waiting on? When are you going to do this? I'm getting excited. Nah, you ain't going to do shit because you'll get your fucking, you know what's going to happen. You already fucked already, buddy. Acceptance of this convention would require mustering the support and sponsorship of states and international organizations who will fucking hang and be shot as enemy combatants of the people and of the law of December 15, 1791 on the fucking spot. That would be accompanying processing as an international convention. Fuck your international law. It has no fucking force in my country. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national. I am on a par with the crown heads of Europe. I am the sovereign of this motherfucking country. And you don't fucking come in my country and tell me what to do. Fuck off, Jew. Given the large-scale resurgence of international anti-Semitism today, it is now essential to universally criminalize anti-Semitism. This must be done despite anticipated negative reactions. Is that like a fucking gun going off by Muslim groups? It ain't just Muslims. Nobody's going to let you. You're talking. See, you play fucking games like that, turning people against one another. Oh, you must back Muslims if you want to tell the truth about the fucking kikes, the murdering fucking kikes, the genocidal fucking kikes, those misery-making motherfuckers. Nah, you come here, it's going to be you and me, individual motherfucker. You better be ready to die for what you believe in, because by God, I am. And despite the apathetic and misplaced sense of political correctness that it most prevalently in Europe and North America. Try it here, you son of a bitch. The writer, a leading international lawyer, served international fucking goddamn esquire of the king, served as the legal advisor to Israel's foreign minister and an ambassador to Canada. He presently heads the international law program at the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs. Fuck you too. Why don't you come get my, you come over here and shut me up, motherfucker. You're the guy that's got the big fucking idea. Come on by. I'm waiting for you. I'll make coffee. This should really make it abundantly clear that all those laws, state like Georgia, Florida, and others are passing to define anti-Semitism are in fact aimed at making it illegal to criticize Jewish people and Israel. Well, you ain't done it yet. If you people take it, you fucking take it. I don't take it. I'll fight for my fucking rights to the death. Israel itself is currently moving to criminalize denying or downplaying Israel's narrative of October 7th with 5 years in prison. You fucking phony son of a bitches. You financed Hamas, didn't you? I mean, you created Hamas, and you had and for some reason your Mossad and all your goddamn super security that you stole, that was stolen and given to you, stolen from we the people and given to your fucking kike fucking goddamn occupation. It just didn't all work that day, did it? I mean, you got the people that it happened to saying it was a fucking false flag. You're fucked. Face it. You're fucked. Seventh with 5 years in prison, huh? I ain't going to prison. Meanwhile, University of Pennsylvania law professor Claire Finkelstein had a column published in the Washington Post on December demanding America scrapped the First Amendment to protect the feelings. Are you demanding, are you? You got to demand it from me, bitch. You got to come and demand it from me and demand that I hand my gun over and let you fucking touch my fucking First Article right. I'll kill for that first article. Sure as I'll kill for every article in those 10 articles, you fucking cunt. And killing a fucking goddamn pig shit eating fucking Jew genocidal piece of shit would be actually be serving two purposes. Feeling of pampered Jewish Ivy League college students. You are so fucking pathetic. Pathetic. Anti-Semitism must be criminalized before it's too late. You're already too fucking late. I'm sorry. I see. Just in, 6 illegal migrants reportedly attacked and stabbed a 16-year-old black teen. Why they got it? See, they want any chance they get, they'll put that black thing in there. They are, it's people trying to fucking divide us by fucking race. Every election year, when they get close, they'll try to divide you by anything. He was a 16-year-old teen in California. We don't look at the fucking pigment of one another's skin. We're individual free sovereign nationals, and there's a shitload of us, and you're not going to divide us up amongst each other on race, on age, or fucking your gender shit with your 1%. We'll shove right up your fucking whatever you got left. You sick fucks. Anyway, this is a video. Gavin Newsom dismantles dams to protect salmon, destroys their spawning beds and process. I think I said that's what was going to fucking happen, didn't I? I think I fucking lived here all my life. I know that the rivers, Klamath River system, all the way down to the fucking ocean. I think this is what I said was going to happen when they drained Topsy Reservoir, when they opened up Iron Gate fucking dam and let the fucking water. I told you what was going to happen. But, well, you know, fucking, and you knew what was going to happen. You just want to get that water down there. You don't give a fuck about the salmon. You're going to kill every fucking one of them. You're going to kill every fish in that fucking river. You get that water down for those rice paddies for your fucking new masters, the fucking communist Chinese. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back, and we're going to hit that story. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
There's one thing in my life that's missing. It's the time that I spend alone. sailing on the cool and bright clear water. Lots of those friendly people, they're showing me ways to go, but I never wanna lose their inspiration. Time for cool change. I know that it's time for a cool change. And now that my life is so prearranged, I know that it's time for a cool change. Well, I was born in the sign of water, and it's there that I feel my best. The albatross and the whales, they are my brothers. It's kind of a special feeling when you're out on the sea alone, staring at the full moon like a lover. I know it may sound selfish, but let me breathe the air. Yeah. Let me breathe. My life is missing, it's the time that I spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright clear water. It's kind of a special feeling, out on the sea alone, staring at the full moon like a lover.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5. 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is the listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are needed and needed. By God, fucking needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:30 Pacific time, and of course, that was Little River Band with Cool Change. Playing that more when I'm starting to feel like I got to get away from this fucking shit just for a bit, man, just for a fucking bit. Back to the goddamn I was right. Gavin Newsom decimates dams to protect salmon, destroys their spawning beds, and everybody around there knew this. He said it. That's what happened. I went to Topsy Reservoir. I looked at the mud. I mean, it's black. No fish could live in that. And that's what went down the goddamn Klamath River, killing everything in its fucking path, burying the fucking spawning grounds. Everybody knew it. And the real reason that water's going down through there is to go to the fucking Chinese for their goddamn rice paddies. So that when they come here and invade us and we got to fucking fight them, they don't have a supply chain problem, you know, across the ocean. They got their own. I mean, how in fuck could you let an enemy buy your fucking farmlands? How could you let them tear out your pear and your apple and your cherry orchards and replace them with goddamn rice paddies? You don't think they're looking to invade your fucking ass? You're wrong. You better get ready to fight these son of a bitches, because there's greedy people who really do not give a fuck about the fish or anything else. All they care about is that fucking Andrew Jackson on that $20 bill. This is by Katie Davis Court, the post-millennial. California Governor Gavin Newsom backed the controversial proposal to remove four Klamath River hydroelectric dams along the California-Oregon border. Now the same fish he swore to protect could be killed in the process. Not could be, they're going to be. It was said all fucking long, and everybody fucking knew it. But hey, man, ching, fucking ching, there was, hey, fucking money. There was fucking goddamn mammon to be had here. Any fucking lie to get you another fucking buck, man. Now you've killed all the fucking fish down the river. We all knew you would. The dams had been breached on claims that it would help salmon migrate, but the Klamath River is now full of destroyed spawning salmon beds and pollution, including decomposed algae, organic deposition chemicals, and fine salt, which is killing its ecosystem, according to a report from the California Globe. Additionally, dead, endangered steelhead trout and other species have been rising to the surface of the Klamath River, and the river's conditions have made it unlikely for any juvenile salmon to survive. So it wasn't for that, now, was it? And you fucking don't tell me you didn't know, because people screamed it around here. Environmental organizations and tribal groups had been putting increasing pressure on Governor Newsom to act to save the salmon. Newsom caved to the pressure. No, he didn't cave. He fucking got paid off, man. That's all there is to it. This whole thing was money-making fucking scam. Everybody who fucking cared about this fucking place. It's a part of my home, you fucking scum. Newsom caved to the pressure and devised a plan to tear down the dams that keep salmon from migrating back to streams to lay eggs. Activists blame the four dams as a case of drastic declines in the fish population, specifically salmon that travel upstream to the rivers to spawn. Maybe you wouldn't want to look over there at Fukushima, would you, to see where it's killing the fucking salmon. And are they being tested for fucking radiation? They just quit doing that, man. It's like Fukushima never fucking happened, as it continues to pump out 300 metric tons of fucking radioactive fucking ocean water, I suppose you could call it. It goes in the ocean. It came out of the ocean. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission approved the project November of 2022, which is considered to be the largest dam removal in the nation's history. The removal of the dams is meant to prevent mass die-offs of salmon by allowing the free flow of water downriver, which is meant to rid natural parasites in their river's ecosystem. I mean, what a cock of shit. No, it's to send it to the fucking chinks and get paid for it. That are reportedly killing juvenile salmon, as reported by the Independent. The removals proponents believe that by restoring hundreds of miles of potential habitat that have been closed for more than a century due to the dams, its removal will also help to recover declining salmon populations. Critics of the project are now concerned that there will be no food web left in the river to support the returning adult salmon. Of course there won't. You just covered it with fucking silt from, God, how long, how many years have they been there? Close to 100? In 2020, Gavin Newsom sent a letter directly to investor Warren Buffett. Oh, Warren Buffett invested in this, did he? Urging him to financially support the $450 million demolition of the dams, per the LA Times. Well, you know what? In my goddamn electric bill for fucking years now, fuck, I don't know, 10, 20 years, there's been a charge to me. I have been like a tax, no election. I mean, no fucking goddamn vote on it. It has just been taken out. You pay that much extra on your electric bill, and that's what's paying to pull those fucking dams out. Not this cocksucker. We the people, I mean, I didn't want it. Why the hell did I have to fucking pay for it? Now you guys are seeing what I fucking said. Every fucking fish down the river is going to fucking die. It wasn't for the fucking fish. It was for the fucking Chinese. And you fell for it. Well, some of you didn't fall for it, but I mean, fucking, the Klamath Tribal Corp, I mean, the Klamoya fucking Corporation is a corporate fucking ration. And you people, just like me, that's your fucking government. They think they own you. In fact, on paper, they claim to own you. You're an asset of the corporate fucking ration. They don't give a shit about you, and they don't give a shit. Go out in the goddamn woods. I don't have to tell you. Go look what's out there. Look what they've done. Try to tell me these motherfuckers care about anything but a $20 bill with Andrew Jackson they're supposed to hate on the son of a bitch. Shows a picture of Gavin fucking Newsom, that piece of fucking trash.
It's a paper.
Pardon?
It's a paper.
Yeah, just paper. That's all. They like that paper. Breaking: humanitarian aid massacre aerial scenes considered the refined version. Observe how they were gathered together for humanitarian aid only to be targeted and shot by the Israeli army. This wasn't aerial bombardment, but rather ground-level assassination. 104 people killed. And it's a video, and you can see them down there. You know, it's an overhead video, and they're swarming the fucking goddamn aid trucks. We've got another video down here where the guy's saying, just quit sending aid. It's just to bring us into one place to fucking slaughter us. I mean, goddamn, that's how blatant it is. And what are you going to do about it? Well, what are you doing right now? That's what you're going to do about it. A top doctor testifies unvaxxed children much healthier than vaxxed. I can't believe that. How in the hell could that be? No school should be punished for believing in biology. And this here is boys, these faggot motherfuckers are in the women's sports and how they're hurting the girls on the fucking basketball team. And I mean, it shows them, and they get off on it, man. I mean, it used to be you did something like that, somebody beat the shit out of your ass. They go out there and, God damn, they're the big fucking star. No, you got a fucking dickwad, you piece of shit. Beating up on girls, man. That's how you're in your rep. You need to be stomped outside the fucking school. And they get to be on, you know, they get these videos made of them. They get to get on the fucking news, these fucking freaks, these 1% fucking freaks. And people, I mean, God, I'll tell you what, it's fucking watching boys fucking beat on, pick on fucking girls. Because all I got to do is, I'm a girl, I want to go out there and fucking knock the shit out of some girls and look like a fucking star beating girls at basketball. And I tell you what, biology is fucking biology. There are two fucking goddamn sexes, male and female. That's all they'll ever fucking be. And you fucking son of a bitches will disappear in history, I promise. Poll: 2/3 of the U.S. voters support pushing for a permanent ceasefire in Gaza. And we'll play with numbers. Why in the hell? Well, I'll look at it just a bit, just for the fucking fun of it. This is by Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com. A new poll from Data for Progress has found that about two-thirds of American voters, remember, this is always just voters, and that's probably about 10, I bet it's down to 10 or 12 fucking percent of the fucking population that's even going to participate in this shit. They understand now that they don't count in nothing. They're not stakeholders. You're just a fucking piece of fucking corporate property under the 14th Amendment. American voters supported the idea of the U.S. pushing for a permanent ceasefire in Gaza, an idea that's opposed by the Biden administration. Oh, mercy me. Come on, puppy. All right. When asked if they supported the U.S. calling for a permanent Gaza ceasefire and a general de-escalation of violence, 67% of respondents, now listen to these numbers, said they did, including 77% of Democrats and 69% of independents. That should tell you that this has nothing to do with the population of this fucking country. This has to do with a tiny handful that are still playing the fucking game, that are fucking flat ass fucking traitors to we the people and the fucking law of December 15, 1791. And 56% of Republicans. Well, you're just all the big old numbers. You're just a tiny little handful, and you'll know it when you get smeared against the fucking wall. The support for the permanent ceasefire increased by 6 points since Data for Progress asked the question in a poll that was conducted at the end of November. Throughout the conflict, polling has consistently shown the majority of Americans favor ceasefire. No, it hasn't. It's showing what your little 12, these pukes that are going to go play this fucking game again with an occupation. You're voting in an occupational fucking election, motherfuckers. That's treason. Treason, and you fucking know it. And go ahead and do it, because you're fucking making your mark, and it's recorded. Your fucking crimes are recorded, and you will fucking pay for them. Because this shit, we're at war. Make no fucking mistake. And it's got to go, I mean, blistering ass hot soon. It has to. It can't not. And when it's all over and we're done and our people have died, when a few million of our people have died to get this fucking country back to where it was, you are going to be the ones that answer up for it. You and your fucking, my vote counts. No, it fucking don't. No fucking vote counts. Or my brother there on the other end there pointed out there's never been an honest election. There's never been an election in this country that was honest. In the latest poll, voters were then asked if they would support the U.S. calling the ceasefire, de-escalation, and the release of Israel hostages from Gaza, including the call for the release of hostages, increased support to 74%. Screw you. You're still 70% of nobody there. You're just a little tiny handful, like you're fucking faggots, 1%. So that's 1% of the fucking 10 or 12% that you think you're going to fucking run us? You think you're going to shove this shit down our throat? Well, I say you're not. Well, you might try shoving it, but you're going to eat fucking lead. I'll fight you to the death. Ready to right now. When presented with arguments from both sides on why not to support the permanent ceasefire, 50%, 50s, you can't, are these 50s and you got 30, you got like 200 fucking percent. I mean, this is not the people talking. This is a handful of stupid son of a bitches. Presented arguments, a ceasefire, 50% said U.S. should call for a ceasefire right now, while 35% said it shouldn't happen after Hamas defeated and after Hamas is defeated, but Hamas was created by Israel. Who's going to defeat him? Kid Rock? I don't think so. Defeated, and 15% said they weren't sure. Hamas has been offering to release all remaining Israeli hostages in exchange for a permanent ceasefire, but the position has been rejected by Israel. Did you hear that, Kid Rock? Rejected by your communist brethren over there, buddy. In its latest proposal, Hamas suggested a 135-day ceasefire with the goal of reaching a lasting settlement in that time, but it was turned down by Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who called Hamas's demands delusional. What is this delusion? It's your fucking delusion. They're your boys. The Biden administration is pushing for a deal that would involve a six-week truce and the release of 40 Israeli hostages, but Netanyahu has made clear Israel would restart its brutal assault on Gaza once the ceasefire is over. Nearly 30,000 Palestinians have been killed and over 69,000 wounded in the U.S.-backed Israeli slaughter. And they say 30,000. You can times that times fucking three. Because that's just the fucking way she works. And not to mention all the people buried in the fucking rubble. I mean, this, again, don't forget, they've killed a million that they'll admit to in the United States. So maybe that's 10 million, maybe 100 million. We don't know. How many have they killed across the world? That's genocide too. With the fucking, you know, the medical fucking industry and the fucking pharmaceutical industry. Murdering, that's fucking genocide when you're killing men, women, and children. That's genocide. That's the fucking what the word means. 69,000 wounded in the U.S.-backed Israeli slaughter. About two-thirds of the casualties are women and children. Of course they are. Wouldn't kill a fucking man, would you? That'd be too fucking dangerous. Hubert, that was... Sorry, I forgot your name, brother. Hubert's the one that said there's never been an honest election in this country, and by God, he's right, by the way. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is moving forward with her plan to hand illegal immigrants thousands of the best jobs in the city. Well, fucking of course. Who else should they go to? I mean, the American nationals, they don't need no fucking jobs. They can live out in the fucking streets in the goddamn third world hellhole that we've been left in. When you fucking people going to stand up and go and take these motherfuckers? This bitch lives somewhere. She does. She lives somewhere. They walk your fucking streets, these dirty son of a bitches, man. I need a drink of water. Excuse me. All right. We'll look at this just a little bit at the last one. Approved earlier this month, the Civil Service Commission is working with agencies to implement the changes, which include dropping typical application requirements like proof of high school diploma or proficiency in English. And I have gone into fucking places, I'm telling you, like a pharmacy, and I'm going, what? These motherfuckers can't speak a word of goddamn English. This is a fucking recolonization of your fucking country, like we told you all along. And if you don't stop it, You're a goddamn fool. You're throwing away fucking paradise. For one generation, yourself, your own generation, because the next generations, they'll be serving these goddamn third worlders at their feet, and they'll make them learn to talk their fucking third world fucking language. We know with our language and our fucking mathematical system, we won two world wars. And then they sent us over to the fucking metric system that the people who we beat were using. I mean, this is how you fuck a country. You fuck it hard. Get rid of it. Governor Kathy Hochul administration recently agreed to a proposal that could make it easier for migrants to get temporary jobs in state government. And they should have those jobs because that money is coming right out of your fucking paycheck. Go look at your fucking paycheck. And when you cringe at those fucking federal fucking ripoffs, this is where it's going. Now it's going, you're going to pay them one way or another. Approved earlier this month, the Civil Service Commission is working with agencies to implement the changes, which include dropping typical application requirements like proof of high school diploma. Okay. The goal is to make it faster for migrants to get job once they get legal work authorization. Hochul is eyeing around 4,000 entry-level positions that are currently unfilled within state agencies. Those include clerical or administrative roles, technical support, equipment service, and repair jobs, as well as those for food. And at the end, there's a video here. At the end, they say that they're not really going for it. There's just a few of them that are even going for it. Why in the fuck should they? Why should they work a fucking lick? when they get goddamn a fucking poor man who's worked fucking 40 years in this country has lost his fucking job, gets $7.47 an hour, I mean a fucking day for food, while the fucking illegal immigrants, I mean, not, I won't see, they even got me saying, no, when the fucking invaders, the fucking goddamn invasion force, the recolonization fucking force for the corporate fucking elite, fucking they get fucking, you know, $17 for breakfast, $13 for breakfast and like $17 for lunch and $31 for dinner every fucking day. So while you're out there at your lunch eating out of a fucking bag so that you can make it through the fucking week and feed your family, these motherfuckers are enjoying the spoils of your fucking labor. You're working for, you're actually a slave to a motherfucking third world piece of shit is what it has to come down to. Florida bill would allow satanic temple complaint chaplains in schools. Well, you know, fucking people, you know why they do this. I mean, you know what made us fucking a civilized country? You know what made us fucking have where our morality comes from? You know that these motherfuckers here are communist motherfuckers who think they do this so we can force anything in your fucking face. Well, you know what? You are few and we are many. The way you take care of these son of a bitches, well, it's the same way. We're at war. Either you're going to fucking do something about it or you're not. You tell me. Kelly Gritz, Democrat, the mayor of Athens, Georgia, where Lake and Riley was murdered by an illegal, says illegal immigration and crime aren't connected. That is the most asinine statement of the day. I voted the most asinine statement of the day, and I think that everybody would concur. And I've had about it, all this stuff that my stomach can fucking take. So I'm going to tell you, we'll see you tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches, and things will be fucking worse. There'll be more fucking outrage. God knows what's going to happen. We've got 24 fucking hours to go, 23 actually. And in 23 hours, we're going to see how much more damage they can do, and we'll be back, and we'll see what we'll do when we face it, I guess is where it comes down to. And that is the Word from the Trenches. Give up.